Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So let's welcome Tammy to Ghosted.
Hey.
Hi, Tammy.
Happy end of long weekend. Tammy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. I'm actually really excited to be on with you guys. I think you're the best. This is actually my favorite radio station.
Hey,
that's awesome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. That's
wicked. I'm sorry I had to be ghosted.
Yeah. I know.
Can you tell us about Jesse?
Well, I mean, the thing I can tell you right now is that I think that he got back with his ex-girlfriend.
That's the theory, huh?
Okay.
Okay, so tell us the backstory here. How'd you guys meet and why his ex and all of these things?
Yeah, okay, great. So Jesse just got out of a long-term relationship with his ex. And, you know, we've been dating for a few weeks now, and things have been actually really good. And the only thing is, it's always just kind of been a worry for me that he still has a thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
But basically one event that happened, he stopped by my apartment on Friday night. We had just had some dinner downtown. Then went back for some, you know, I'll put a code word here, dessert.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean sex?
I think that's what it means,
exactly.
CJ. Yeah.
All right.
So I was trying to keep up.
Good job. Yep. So this is awkward, but he actually just left in the middle of us hooking up.
Okay.
What? Ooh.
It was weird. It really made me feel like I did something wrong.
Yeah.
So now I feel like this needs to be addressed. I want him to be called out. It's not cool for him to ghost me for her. It's awful.
Yeah, you've got to have some communication there. There's definitely a lot of kind of unanswered questions.
It's also it's also really uncomfortable when someone if that happens in the middle, right? Without an explanation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So okay, so let's why don't we put you on hold for a second, and we'll be right back. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you're just tuning in, Tammy's on Ghosted. She was really excited to join us, which is really nice. It's just, Tammy, it's a bummer that you had to be on Ghosted. Jesse came over to your house. You've been dating, and you think he's gotten back with his ex, which is why he's ghosted you, but you want a clarification on that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now,
I want to know why... Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, so why you want to know why you were ghosted, but what happened that made you think that this happened?
Well, I'll put it this way. You know, he, as I said earlier, gave you a code word. He was more than willing to indulge in some dessert with me. You know, it was super obvious, but that just changed in the blink of an eye. I think he, like, come on, dude. He made up some weird excuse about his dog needing him, and then he just took off.
Okay.
And then you never heard him again.
Fed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if the guilt is getting to him. It's just so messed up.
There's potential for that. Okay, so why don't we give him a call? So the thing is, when we call him, you're going to be silent on the line, but the thing is, these answers are very harsh, as you know. You listen to the show. So are you sure you're ready for that?
More than ready. I really need my answer here.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Jesse?
Speaking.
Hi, Jesse. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. How you doing?
Okay. Hello.
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 Hey, Virgin Radio, you're the first caller, and we have a guy who doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. Right. Hey,
he's doing the little radio drama.
Yeah. Jesse, we are calling about a ghosting in your area.
What now?
A ghosting. You ghosted somebody named Tammy, and we're being nosy, and we would like to know why. And there's something in it for you at the end if you answer.
Yeah, but why would you guys even be asking me about that?
We'll get to that later. That's what's in it for you.
All right. I don't know what's going on, but Tammy would probably definitely appreciate if I didn't share the reason why I ghost her.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh. But could you tell us anyway?
No, actually. Jesse, what I would really like is if you would just cut to the chase, okay? You, listen, I'm not stupid. I know that your back is Liz, okay? It does not take a rocket science to figure it out. So how about you just be a man here and own up to it? Because we're all adults here. We can handle it. So stop being a child and just tell me what's going on.
All Wow.
Hey, Tammy's here. By the way.
Yeah, this is awkward. why do you think that I...
I think she just outlined it.
She thinks that you're back with your ex. Is that the reason or not?
Oh. You really think I stopped talking to you because of my ex? Yeah, this is definitely not why.
Okay, so why don't you enlighten us then? Please, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Jamie, I took one look in your bathroom and...
And?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Okay. Her bathroom is the most disgusting, revolting room I have ever been in anyone's house. Like, I didn't know concert porta potty was a design.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Whoa.
So that's harsh.
Tammy, is that the case?
No, not at all. I think. Listen, Jesse, you need to chill out. First of all, I live there. So I can tell you it is not that bad. And secondly, how about, you know, some forgiveness here for me? I just didn't have time to clean it up before you came over. Okay? Can you stop being such a drama queen about it?
Jesse, what color is the toilet bowl?
Good question.
Okay. Okay,
all right,
guys.
All right.
Okay,
we
yeah. That's
breakfast
fine. Yeah.
Time.
Hey, listen, guys. If Tammy, if like you intentionally want to live in filth, you know, the sink, the tiles, the shower, the smell, all of that took a while to accomplish.
Okay.
So, I mean, you guys have no idea what I walked into.
Okay, so she's very, you guys aren't on the same page with hygienics, but you don't also have to shame her about it. I get it.
You asked me. I'm giving you the truth.
No, fair.
He's right.
He's absolutely right.
We did ask him. And he said she probably doesn't want this broadcast on the radio.
That's fair. I'm just saying.
Well, first it's embarrassing, but now I'm actually getting pretty mad. Like, who are you to act holier than thou? And, you know, you have no right to be sitting there judging me from your royal throne. Because...
Good choice of words.
You know, you think you're really smart, but the truth is that you're not. You think you're funny, and I only laugh... so that I don't laugh at you, okay? I didn't want to hurt you.
Okay, okay.
All right. Okay, all right. Nice try. Well, here you go. All right. Clean your bathroom.
Okay. You know, everybody's immature here.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Jesse's hung up.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. Okay,
well.
Tammy, thoughts?
Well, could he have been any more full of himself? And... I think I'm going to just go ahead and count my lucky stars that this is over and done with, because what a jerk he turned out to be.
Yeah.
I mean, not totally incorrect. He was pretty blunt. But certainly sometimes there's a shred of truth, and I can't speak to that directly, but that was someone's impression.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, it's not that bad.
Okay, fair enough. Right.
But make it good.
Yeah. It's not that bad, the standard. And that's where we'll leave it.
Yeah, but no, he's saucy.
Thank you, Tammy, and we hope you have a great day.
Yeah, mix in the sponge.
Thanks.